I am Pastor Mark Hetzner of St. Thomas Lutheran Church in East Point. Welcome to The Great Sending, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elger, Illinois. This is the second episode of the second season, which is entitled Engaging Disciples in the Great Sending. Episode 2 is titled Calling of the Disciples or Apostles to Christ's Mission and was written by the Reverend Dr. Wilbert J. Soans. In Matthew 4, we are told that Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," to those that he were calling to be his disciples. And Luke 6:13, we're told, "And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles." The calling of the disciples by Christ at the beginning of his public mission and ministry is recorded in all four Gospels. It is a manifestation of the Missio Dei, the mission of God in the world. When he was preparing to ascend back to his heavenly home, Jesus commanded to the disciples, even as they were going, to make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28:19. This is exactly what Christ himself was doing at the beginning of his public ministry. He was making disciples of Peter, James, John, Andrew, Nathaniel, Philip, and Matthew. The fact that Jesus summoned an odd crowd of fishermen and a tax collector to follow him, well, it's both mind-boggling and insightful. As he himself was fishing for men, he directed those he called to also fish for men. His summons were not based on the quality of the men. He did not require that they be educated, reputable in a community, self-righteous, non-religious leaders. That's because Christ would create and shape his learners. By following Christ, these disciples were entering into a relationship with the sent Son of God. For the followers, that relationship was life-changing. These texts on the calling of people to faith, to become learners of Christ, to come after him and accompany him in his mission, they demonstrate that Jesus himself takes the initiative. He brings people into relationship with him and into a partnership in his mission, that is, fishing for men. The famous line in the movie Field of Dreams is the reassuring phrase, "If you build it, they will come." So often church leaders and congregations want to operate under the same strategy. Build a traditional, new, contemporary, or pure Lutheran worship liturgy, and they will come. But this mentality, as popular as it is in Field of Dreams, fails to recognize Christ's role in initiating his mission. Christ works in people's hearts. Christ builds the understanding and application of his mission. He uses us to reach them. In taking the initiative, Christ demonstrated the grace of going where people are. In Christ's day, people were on the seashore. They were fishing and mending their nets. They were out on the streets collecting taxes, eating with public sinners, and spending time with people like them, people with fears and doubts. This act of grace evoked an immediate response from the first disciples. They immediately left their boats and nets and way of life and followed. The word left, past tense of leave, comes from the same root word as the word forgiveness, a type of sending or casting off. So they sent away their boats and nets, etc., but they did not cast away the world. In naming the disciples apostles, Christ makes it clear that discipleship is apostolic. The call to discipleship is a call to the apostolate, those being sent, a call to participate in the Missio Dei. In his book, Follow Me, Martin Frontzman writes, "The apostolate does not differ essentially from that of discipleship. The call to discipleship authorizes the followers, or the sent ones, to take the initiative, and just as Christ, to establish relationships. Like Christ, you and I, we are called to make disciples, to mend, that is, repair or restore the nets, to leave our own comfort zones, and to go where the world works, where the world lives, where the world plays, where the world eats." As you reflect upon these words, I would like you to describe to yourself how Jesus' calling of you to follow him has been life-changing. I know for me, it's made a whole career. And then as I reflect more, I wonder, what does it mean to you that Christ has made you a partner in being fishers of men? You are a full partner with Christ in this wondrous, world life-changing task. As we just read, the disciples left their nets and boats to be co-associates with Jesus. What have you left, or are you contemplating leaving in order to partner with Jesus? Important questions for us to pray upon and to think about. Let us pray. Missionary God, whose love sent your Son Jesus into the world, we praise you that your love provided global redemption. As you discipled us through the grace of baptism and the Word, we beg of you to keep us following and learning of your Son. As co-heirs with Jesus, empower us ever to embrace and follow Jesus as our Savior. Help us ever to embrace and participate in his apostolic worldwide endeavor. In Jesus' name and in his power, I pray. Amen. Well, that was episode number 2. Next is episode number 3 in season number 2. The disciples are sent to the towns and villages.